Summer, the last day of the radio festival in, I can't say Manchester, I have to say Salford, and I'm talking to...
David Holdsworth, the controller of English regions for the BBC, which means I'm responsible for our local radio stations.
And Brett Spencer.
And Brett Spencer as well.
Have you been in the whole time, what do you think?
I've been here since first thing Tuesday morning, and I think it's been quite a positive experience. I get a greater sense of an industry in a collaborative way, wrestling with its problems. I think there's been some good debates and some very entertaining speakers.
And the future for local radio?
The future for local radio, I think we just had a session, I think is still powerful. I think there is still a huge audience desire to get involved in local issues, to understand what's going on in their area. There are different solutions. There's a BBC solution, which is about quality speech, good journalism, big personalities. There are different commercial approaches, which are now emerging, I think are becoming very clear. And then there's the community media sector, which I think is going to grow and is interesting in terms of servicing local audiences.
Now, if I asked you very unkindly to project 5 years, where do you think local radio is going to be?
I think it'll still be strong. I think those different paths will continue to diverge. So there will be different solutions. There will be national, quasi-national brands that have a local front door. Particularly in the more rural and separate communities, I think there'll be very successful local commercial groups still doing the business. I believe that there is, as I said, a hunger for local information, for local news, and the BBC will continue to service that. We've got 40 successful local radio stations. I believe they will prosper and thrive in an era when the demographic actually is running our way. There will be a lot more older listeners out there who want to know what's going on where they live.
And do you think freezing the licence fee is going to impact on you big time, or are you going to survive that?
Well, I've known about it for about 12 hours. and what I said on the stage just now is I am pretty much used to year-on-year efficiency savings in the BBC, which is what this will add up to in real terms. The budget will go down. So I think to a certain extent we will find ways. It will also, I think, mean some decisions for the BBC. But what I would say is that historically, local radio, as far as BBC is concerned, has been well protected in rounds of savings because we all know it's, by BBC standards, modestly budgeted and very much cherished by licence fee payers.
And finally, DAB or FM or IP?
IP eventually, DAB along the way, most likely.